expression of Christian education for our kiddos. We're going to be doing some exciting things with Advent and getting ready for Christmas, so please join us for that. We'll be in the fellowship hall to start. And last but not least, December 1st, that's next week. December 1st, the Youth and the Family Ministry Committee are hosting a parents' afternoon out. So the Youth and the Family Ministry Committee are going to watch kiddos. You can go grocery shopping, you can go Christmas shopping, you can go take a nap, whatever you'd like to do for your parents' afternoon out. But we'll be hosting that. And if you're interested in that, please let me know. I think that's all the announcements.
I'm disappointed, no pom-poms today.
I only pull those out for rally, so we'll find another occasion. But I have a feeling I'll have to get another liturgical color.
Yeah, it'll change. Okay, yeah.
Thank you.
Let us prepare for our worship. Rise as you are able. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who forgives all our sin, whose mercy endures forever.
Amen.
Let us confess our sin in the presence of God, the whole company of heaven, and our sisters and brothers in this community. Merciful God, we come before you, beloved but broken. We have not always treated others as we would want them to treat us. We have not always called out injustice and abuse. We have not always taken care of the world we share with other living creatures. Remind us of who we are, beloved children bathed in your love. Renew us by your Spirit to live as your holy people, bringing healing to the brokenness around us. Amen. How blessed are those whose sins are forgiven. In the mercy of Almighty God, I announce to you the entire forgiveness of your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Gathered,
Jesus, we are gathered.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, our true life, to serve you is freedom, and to know you is unending joy. We worship you, we glorify you, we give thanks to you for your great glory. Abide with us, reign in us, and make this world into a fit habitation for your divine majesty. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Thank you.
us to always reach out for others. Yeah, you talk to Papa, he'll get you everything you need, okay? Don't forget, Papa, you got a list of stuff to take care of. But we want to remember, Thanksgiving, we want to give thanks for everybody, but we want to especially remember that Jesus loves us more than any special occasion like Thanksgiving, okay? Yeah, I see the little baby. She's behaving so well.
The first lesson is a reading from Jeremiah. Woe to the shepherds who destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, says the Lord. Therefore, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, concerning the shepherds who shepherd my people. It is you who have scattered my flock and have driven them away, and you have not attended to them. So I will attend to you for your evil doings, says the Lord. Then I myself will gather the remnant of my flock out of all the lands where I have driven them, and I will bring them back to their fold, and they shall be fruitful and multiply. I will raise up shepherds over them who will shepherd them, and they shall not fear any longer or be dismayed, nor shall any be missing, says the Lord. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch, and he shall reign as king and deal wisely, and shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In his days, Judah will be saved, and Israel will live in safety. And this is the name by which he will be called: the Lord is our righteousness. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second lesson is a reading from Colossians. May you be made strong with all the strength that comes from his glorious power, and may you be prepared to endure everything with patience, while joyfully giving thanks to the Father, who has enabled you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has rescued us from the power of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him all things in heaven and on earth were created, things visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or powers. All things have been created through him and for him. He himself is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he might come to have first place in everything. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him God was pleased to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, by making peace through the blood of his cross. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
God see the Lord.
God with us, Jesus Christ.
We have seen the Lord. We have seen the Lord.
We have seen the Lord.
God with us, Jesus Christ.
We have seen the Lord.
We have seen the Lord.
We have seen the Lord.
God with us, Jesus Christ.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 23rd chapter. When they came to the place that is called the Skull, they crucified Jesus there with the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. Then Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And they cast lots to divide his clothing. And the people stood by, watching. But the leaders scoffed at him, saying, "He saved others. Let him save himself, if he is the Messiah of God, his chosen one." The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." There was also an inscription over him, "This is the King of the Jews." One of the criminals who were hanged there kept deriding him and saying, "Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the other rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed have been condemned justly, for we are getting what we deserve for our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." He replied, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
A very dirty little boy came in from playing in the yard and asked his mother, "Who am I?" Ready to play the game, she said, "I don't know. Who are you?" "Wow," cried the child. "Mrs. Johnson was right. She said I was so dirty my own mother wouldn't recognize me." Well, they didn't recognize Jesus either. At least the crowds didn't. Or maybe it's more accurate to say that the leaders of the people there in the crowds didn't. As Jesus hung on the cross, they scoffed. They laughed. They taunted. They didn't see Jesus for who he was. They didn't see him enthroned on that cross. The soldiers didn't recognize him either. Not that you'd really expect them to. They weren't Jewish and they didn't know about all this Messiah stuff. Yet still, they abandoned even their own humanity. They taunted him too. They mocked him. They offered sour wine and challenged the one who claimed to save others to save himself. They even put an inscription up over him, making fun of this criminal king. Even one of the criminals being executed with him didn't recognize him and joined in. The pain he was feeling overwhelming him and lashing out at the crucified man next to him. "You said you were the Messiah. Save yourself and us." Like all the others, he saw only a man there next to him. Like all the others, he saw someone who wasn't meeting the expectations he had for him. Like all the others, he saw a dead end and didn't recognize who Jesus really was. And in failing to recognize Jesus, they lost themselves as well. You see, it's only in knowing who Jesus is that we know who we are. One scholar has written, "Modern followers of Jesus resemble those ancient followers in many ways. Everyone has their own image of Jesus, the gifts we want Jesus to bring us, the ways we want Jesus to fix those things in our lives that cause pain or suffering. In our anxiety, we want Jesus to be our magical Savior. It can be frustrating when we discover a very different Jesus. Instead of one who fixes everything in an instant, Jesus is the one who walks with us through the darkest valleys. Jesus is the one who calls us to live lives of service. And again, as we care for the needs of others, we discover the face of Jesus in the lost, the last, and the least." The other thief did. The other thief did recognize Jesus, and his prayer was earnest and heartfelt. "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And then came the promise, "Today you will be with me in paradise." You see, to have Christ as our King means that we take on Christ in ourselves. In recognizing Jesus, we find ourselves discovering that Christ's identity becomes our identity. Maybe you remember that show, that TV show, Undercover Boss. In the show, the CEO of a large company disguises himself or herself and then assumes a lowly job at the company, working with regular workers. It was always the most interesting part to watch when the reveal happens, when the regular workers discover that this important person has been right there in the trenches with them. On this Christ the King Sunday, that's what we know too. In the very midst of life, Christ is with us. In all that life brings, Christ is with us. In sorrow and in pain and in joy, Christ is with us. In our compassion and care for one another, Christ is with us. As we see Christ in each other, Christ is with us. Christ is not our undercover boss. He is revealed right here in word, right here in bread and wine, right here in our very selves. Christ is with us. And we walk in the light of our King. Amen.
Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again.
He ascended into
heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit,
the Holy Church,
the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Jesus, King of all the earth, we come to you not because we are strong, but because we are weak. Not because we have any merits of our own, but because we need your mercy and help. Give us this day grace to keep your commandments, the wisdom to accept your guidance for life, the strength to obey your word, and the courage to walk your path. Lord, in your mercy, loving God, we have so much to be thankful for. You have blessed us over and over again in your love. We thank you for our families, our friends, for our homes, our food, our livelihoods. We thank you for creation, for our world teeming with life and beauty. Oh God, you are the giver of all. Keep us always in your grace and favor. Lord, in your mercy, living God of all the earth, you have come into your kingdom. Lord Jesus, remember us. Remember those who worry, those who are filled with sorrow, those who are ill or hungry or lonely or afraid. Bless all your children, O God, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy, Spirit of hope, we thank you for your constant presence with us and the many ways you help us in life. Fill our lives now and forever. Enter our hearts and lead us to grow in our faith. Give us enthusiasm and excitement for you. Be king of our world. Be king of our lives. And lead us to follow your way. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share God's peace. Thank you.
Let us pray. God, our Creator, you give us all we are, all we have, all we bring, and all we need. Draw us together around your table with all your saints on earth and in your eternal home. Let us eat and drink your promise of new life, that we may be your promise to the world. Spoken in Jesus' name. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection open to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
The night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Thank you.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen. Let us pray. We thank you, God our host, for inviting us here to taste the future when you will feed all the hungry at your table. Keep this hope alive in us and in our communities so that we may bring hope to the suffering world. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.